Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Didier. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Staton. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marvin Lane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Knox. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Holdsworth. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. One out. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Staton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Mercer moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Velez reaches second base with a double. Mercer scores. Sims moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing center field. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lane moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Stanton scoops it up and throws to first, with Knox covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Didier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 1 in the game. Didier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Joe Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Cash now playing left field. Marvin Lane now playing right field. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards first. Stanton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lane hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-0 in the game. Knox strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing third base. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanton scoops it up and throws to first, with Holdsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holdsworth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Holdsworth. Nettles moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Seal Reno Sanchez now playing third base. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Didier bunts towards third. Sanchez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Staton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staton is 0 for 2 in the game. Staton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knox. The throw from Sims and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Yankees, 2. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Velez moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Velez moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cielreno Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Velez scores. Lanier scores. There goes Stanley trying to get to third. Sharon throws the ball into Brown, who tags Stanley for the out. It's 4-2, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verizer moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to third. Brown moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Verizer scores. Brown moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. Cash moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Yankees, 4. Joe Staton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staton is 0 for 3 in the game. Staton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Didier moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lane takes first base on ball 4. Didier moves to third. Staton moves to second. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Didier scores. Staton scores. Lane moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lane scores. Knox moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Wayne Granger now pitching. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knox moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Blomberg strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Sims scores. Velez moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Velez. The throw to Hiller covering the plate. The slide. Velez is out. Lanier moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Didier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.